Dave Newman joins us right now, a friend of ours, concealed carry NOLA. That's who he's with. His company's NRA-certified pistol instructor registered with the Louisiana State Police. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. How about you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time with us. And I know you don't want to get into the specifics of this law, and there's no need to enter the political realm at all, but you're just a private guy. You know, you're a private citizen that has a company. And I was just wondering, in general, before you buy a weapon, it sounds crazy, I know, but I would think you should know what it is you're getting, or maybe what's the best thing for you and how to use it. And what comes to mind there, Dave, is, you know, if you buy a dog, there are a lot of advocacy groups that tell you not every dog is for every family. So what do you think, generally speaking?
Well, I mean, you should always arm yourself with knowledge, is what I always say.
Well, it can't hurt, can it?
No, it definitely can't hurt to do some research before you go out and buy a particular firearm. What you're going to use it for is the most important thing that you need to think about before you pick one. A lot of people don't approach it that way. They tend to think of it more of a fashion statement or what they think looks cool or something like that.
Or maybe just security, where, you know, I got some crime in the area, and maybe you've seen Dirty Harry movie, you want a big 44 Magnum or what have you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of education comes from television. I'm sorry to say that, but that's what people think. They just see things on TV and they just approach it from that manner. But you really should definitely think about what your purpose is with the gun and can you really handle it. Is it for self-defense? Is it for target shooting? Are you going to get into shooting sports, which I like that as well. I'm all into that and I really promote that as well. But yeah, knowledge is always a good power. You should always know what you're doing.
Now, let me just say this. There is nothing wrong with the size of my hands, okay? But one time I had a 357 Magnum that I had to get rid of because the gun in the stock was just too big for me. And like you're saying, handle it and control it. I couldn't do it because the gun was just too big. And I guess in some cases, you really need to figure that out and how the weapon's going to – how are you going to be able to handle it once you get in your hands before you just buy the biggest, baddest thing you can?
Yeah, and also ergonomics is important, like you're saying, but you could also have a grip that's too small.
Mm-hmm.
I have big hands and a gun with little tiny grips where my pinky's hanging off the end.
All right, Dave, again, there's nothing wrong with the size of my hands, okay? I want to make that clear.
I'm sure.
I'm glad you have big, giant hands. Good for you, but there's nothing wrong with mine. But seriously, I guess the grip shape matters, and even a revolver, in a lot of ways, can have a different grip than a semi-automatic is.
That's very true. That's very true. Earlier you had Mr. Baton on. He made a comment about an elderly gentleman that couldn't manipulate the magazine and the slide and things like that. There's techniques to make all of that happen. I've had a woman in my class recently. She was in her 70s, and her son told her to get a revolver because she couldn't manipulate the slide on a semi-automatic. But within an hour or two, I had her shooting great with a semi-automatic and had no problem with loading and manipulating the slide.
I would presume as part of the concealed carry permit training, you also tell them that you're responsible for every round that you let go, wherever it winds up?
That's true. Yeah, you got to make sure people understand the legal aspects of the use of deadly force and understand that responsibility that goes behind every time you pull that trigger. You're responsible for every round that comes out of that gun. So, yes, it is part of the concealed carry class. Yes, sir.
Is there anything such as the ideal home defense weapon, or does it always depend on the circumstances, where you live, how close your neighbors are, et cetera?
Boy, that's a tough question. And the reason I say that is I think it does depend on the circumstances. One may be better for one encounter. Another may be better for another encounter. Some people would say a shotgun is an all-around good idea. But at the same time, a lot of people have a misconception about a shotgun. They assume that the shot is going to spread out much faster than it really does, and they think it'll clear a room and things like that, and that's not true.
I always thought that just racking around with that slide would pretty well clear the room unless you had some kind of paid assassin in there.
Well, that is a true statement. I would think that would, you know, get a lot of people's attention, and you can't say it's 100% on anything. You can't say 100% about anything. But but also you got to think about the fact that you just called attention to yourself and gave up your position and your tactical advantage in your home.
There's always a yin and a yang, huh?
That's right, no matter what you do.
Well, Dave, if people want to find out more about, you know, taking a concealed carry course or just about firearm instruction from you? How do they do it?
They go to concealedcarrynola.com, and they can email me through there. I look at my schedule page for when we're offering classes. We offer a variety of classes on a regular basis as well as a private class.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your time.
All right, you take care.
You have a good day. And look, I hope you find some gloves to fit those massive hands, all right?
It's really tough, man, but I think I found one pair so far.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Good for you. Dave Newman, concealed carry NOLA, NRA-certified pistol instructor, registered with Louisiana State Police.